Com.
Free Talk Live, you dial in if you would like, toll free, and bring up anything that you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can enjoy all the stuff on the site for free. Actually, the main feature of the site allows you to create the content. So if you find something that is interesting to you online and or funny or entertaining, whatever you think we might be interested in seeing, and other listeners of the show, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears first on the upcoming stories page. That's where everything that's new shows up first. And then it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site. So more people see it, including the hosts of the show, be more likely to talk about it at that time. Coming up tonight, we'll be talking about the winner of the Checkpoint contest. The announcement has been made, and we'll reveal that to you here this evening. This was the contest that was going on, sponsored by LRN.FM, by Checkpoint USA, and CopLock. So hopefully Pete Ayer will be calling in at some point to announce that, although Pete and a number of folks from the Keene area have actually left Keene tonight to go south to Massachusetts. I wouldn't recommend what they're doing, but it's worth mentioning.
What's the deal?
So there was about two weeks ago now, there was a video that came out of, was it Northampton?
Northampton.
Northampton, Massachusetts. So that's kind of near New Hampshire. It's the west, kind of northwest corner of Massachusetts. And the video basically showed the cops roughing up a beating on or roughing up a guy and outside of a club, I think. I don't really recall all the details.
I think there was also some pepper spraying, but I'm not entirely positive.
Yeah, I believe you're right about that. So cops were acting really nasty, and it was all caught on video. And CopBlock.org, of course, reported on it, because they're good at doing that sort of thing. You can go to CopBlock.org to get
But it was more than just the stuff being caught on video, because then the police went after the guy that was filming them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and they threatened him. And
he might have been the one that got pepper sprayed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't really intend to get into detail on the issue, so that's why I'm a little hazy.
I just remember that there was something about some pepper spray and police abuse, and apparently there was a second videographer that captured all of the encounter on film. And he was able to get away unscathed.
So 26-year-old Jonas Correa was outside Tully O'Reilly's, a bar in Northampton, this from CopBlock.org, a college town in western Massachusetts. Using his cell phone, Correa filmed the actions of Northampton police employees who were at the bar to remove someone for allegedly hitting a bartender in the throat. Correa wasn't interfering. He was filming. And yet he was aggressively approached. At least two wearing Northampton PD badges barked expletive-laden threats. Then, less than 5 seconds later, Correa was maced by Alan Borowski, tackled, handcuffed, caged, and is now threatened with the catch-alls of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Fortunately, the incident was captured by Rachel Rothman, who happens to be a lawyer. Despite the objective evidence, double standards have been afforded and the thin blue line maintained. So Pete and probably two or three other folks, I think, are heading down to Northampton tonight. They intend to meet up with some other liberty-oriented folks who happen to be in Massachusetts at this time. One of them, Robin Hood James Cleveland, I believe, is going to be going there, and because he works down in that town, so he happens to be in the area. He's going to attend, and then there's a couple other Massachusetts folks that are going to be coming out. So hopefully they'll have a large enough group with enough cameras to avoid any
real issues. Now, here's my question. Who organized this event? Was it people from Keene?
I believe it was people from Keene.
Or was it people from Massachusetts?
It was Keene.
I guess I was a little bit confused as what makes this case, I guess, you know, is it because it's so close to Keene that why it's worth going down there? It's not like, because, I mean, this kind of thing happens all the time. You see it in the news all the time. But I guess since it's just, you know, Northampton, it's not that far to drive or anything, so it's easier to respond to this kind of thing. And doing local activism, I mean, why not? If it's not that far away, and
here's why not: because it's Massachusetts. And I get the idea that, yeah, those people are kind of our neighbors. We're geographically located nearby them. But I don't feel like there's any point to doing that sort of thing in Massachusetts. You know, you're essentially going down to kick the hornet's nest.
I mean, if people from Massachusetts organized the event and people from Keene went down to assist, that would be one thing.
Okay.
But... you know, I'm agreeing with you. When it's people that aren't in that town or even in the county or the state that are organizing the event, then, yeah, you're basically going to kick the hornet's nest.
And I don't have a problem.
It's Middleborough
free
in a different state, right? So you're saying that it's since Keene is technically in New Hampshire, not in Massachusetts, and Northampton is technically in Massachusetts, not in New Hampshire, and... the whole point of the Free State Project is to try to free New Hampshire and, you know, cities within it. So, but Northampton's closer to us than
Manchester.
Yeah. So right. Why should I care more about the people in Manchester than I care about the people in Northampton?
Well, I don't like the idea of people in Keene organizing rallies in Manchester unless it's somebody in Manchester that initially sets the event up, and then it's just more well-promoted from Keene, if that makes any sense.
I mean, most of the civil rights protests weren't organized by the locals there. It was like a whole group of the freedom fighters would just go to these different towns where they didn't grow up there. They're not even from there. They just went there to do activism.
But there was also a lot of local support.
Mm.
In Birmingham, Alabama, where I'm from, I used to go to church with an elderly black man who told me that he was a teenager during the civil rights era. And during the infamous march downtown where Bull Connor turned the fire hoses on the marchers and unleashed the dogs, the NAACP was inviting people, come downtown, we will give you $5 and a sandwich. So there was local support. Which, granted, they were basically enticed to show up, but there was still the local support.
They were bribing the protesters. I don't see anything wrong with bribing protesters if that's going to make people come out. I mean, when you want people to come to your lectures,
right.
You'd be like, free pizza.
It wasn't just Martin Luther King going into a town. It was Martin Luther King going into a town and then getting support from the locals. I don't see that happening with this specific cop block in Northampton event.
Well, I get where you're coming
or
from.
Or the Middleborough free speech thing that happened last year.
That one was actually organized by Adam Kokesh, the Middleborough free
speech
thing.
Right, but there wasn't the local participation.
And to me, I don't really care about that. Like, I get your point on that, but if, you know, people from one area, in this case Keene, can make a splash, maybe get some news media coverage or something like that, by doing something outside of New Hampshire that's relatively low risk, that makes sense. Like, the Middleborough thing didn't really strike me as particularly risky. For folks that don't know, Middleborough, Massachusetts, last year, about a month from now, so back in May, I think, of last year, Middleborough essentially came out with a modification to their code, their city code, that made it illegal, or actually was already illegal or something like that.
It was a violation, and they wanted to make it, I believe, an arrestable offense.
I forget all the details. But anyway, the news headline was that town outlaws profanity. And so the idea was, let's bring some Liberty people down there and cameras and all that and make an announcement that we're going to go down and curse at City Hall. And that's a, you know, it was something that was already getting news because they'd made it illegal. So that was a way to kind of, you know, jump
continue
off from that. Yeah, to kind of use that as a springboard to maybe garner some further publicity for various different things. Like Adam Kokesh got some publicity for his show. You know, we might have gotten some publicity for what was going on up here in New Hampshire because I had flyers I was handing out to people and things like that.
And there's also some video clips of that event in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
Right toward the end, actually, of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can watch that for free at victimlesscrimespree.com. But there I decided, you know, I don't like going to Massachusetts. I don't want to go to Massachusetts for the most part. But for me, that made it worthwhile. I don't know if the same media is going to come out of this Northampton jaunt. Plus, you literally are kicking a hornet's nest because you're dealing with going down and looking for and encountering a group of police that is known to be violent. And that seems like a really risky affair and something that it's a level of risk I wouldn't want to take outside of New Hampshire. 855-450-FREE. And I'm not unfamiliar with risk.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, the more good habits you develop, the less you're going to have to fight with bad ones. Healthy habits actually solve a lot of other bad habits. For example, if I feel healthy and energetic, I'm more likely to be easy to get along with, and I don't have to deal with the bad habit of being grouchy. When I feel good, I'm happier, friendlier, and I display more patience. So it's very wise for me to put time into forming healthy habits because it solves a lot of other problems in my life. You know, the world is full of unhealthy people, but that can be turned around if we just will learn how to take better care of ourselves and form a habit of doing it.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life, is the new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
What's next? If you're not prepared, you're not self-reliant. Join us in Texas for the Self-Reliance Expo, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Learn self-reliance skills, including food and water storage, emergency power, beekeeping, canning, and much more. Look, feel, touch, and taste at this family-friendly event. Many guest speakers, longevity information, and Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Saturday. Don't miss the Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Arlington, Texas, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfrelianceexpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, and embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Take control of the airwaves here, toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and all the features that you'll find there are completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features include stuff like our archives. You can go and enjoy a bunch, years worth of the show. all downloadable at freetalklive.com. Just click into the archive section. And if you want just the last 7 days worth, those are right there at the top of the website. Plus, you've got SoundCloud as an option for download. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com and you can download not only episodes of Free Talk Live, but you can also get other stuff like the Edgington Post, which is Mark, who is here all the other days of the week. He does an interview show, and that's what Edgington Post is. Those are available through soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Every now and then I'll post something up there, too, that I might have been involved in, like today. I was on the radio here in Keene, New Hampshire. I called WKBK, a local station in the area, and was talking about the Robin Hooding, which has hit the media big time up here. We talked about it in detail last night. So if you want to hear my call as well as a handful of other calls that called the local talk show this morning about Robin Hooding, that I have put up on our SoundCloud as well. So you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to get all manner of things related to Free Talk Live. And, of course, they're free. With you in studio, Ian here.
Allie.
And Daryl.
So, ManVenture Outpost, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you're looking for at the lowest prices, including ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. See for yourself. Get it quick. And get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. So, Cop Blockers tonight from the Keene area, which is probably one of the most concentrated areas of Cop Block participants in the whole world. The Cop Blockers from Keene, including Cop Block founder Pete Ayer, are going down, as well as Cecilia from Ladies in Keene. They're going down to Northampton, Massachusetts, to cop block, to film the police, to hold them accountable for the abuse that they have been engaging in. They attacked a man for using a video camera. He was tackled, handcuffed, and put in a cage. Now is facing two charges, disorderly conduct and resisting. And he was just there using a video camera, recording the police as they were interacting with another suspect at a bar. So I get that, you know, the cops should have response. Like, when the cops do this stuff, people should respond.
Yes.
But the people should be from Northampton that are responding. And I agree with you on that point, Daryl. And I think that also the reason why I don't want to go to Northampton and join them in this activity, well, number one, I'm working, but I could have, you know, tried to take the night off or something if I thought it was really important. The reason why I don't think it's a good idea is because the last thing I want is to get involved in another legal conflict in Massachusetts. So some people might be listening to this thing, well, Ian, you're a hypocrite because you went down to Palmer, Massachusetts last year and got arrested.
So but your intent when going to Palmer was not to get arrested. Your intent was to go support your friend was having his house stolen from him.
Right, and in my case, I was arrested because I stood up for my rights when a man with a badge attempted to assert himself over my rights, that is the right to record video of government officials in a public place. I was in town hall when I was arrested for holding a video camera. So that kind of came to me. Yes, number one, I was down there supporting a friend who was having his house stolen from him. And then number two, the opportunity, if you will, to get arrested came to me, and it was on an issue that I really hold close, you know, to my heart. Maybe I would have backed down on some other issue. You know, well, this is Massachusetts. I don't want to make this an issue. You know, it's just not my time or place.
Right.
I moved to New Hampshire to get active in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But I felt like this was such a big issue and such an egregious violation of press freedom that I stood my ground. And it looks like it was a good thing I did, because now the ACLU is involved in that case, and they're very interested in taking it all the way.
Well, were the people of Palmer concerned about the rights of the press?
I don't know, but I'm concerned about the rights of the press, and I don't want my rights taken away. So I wasn't considering the people of Palmer in any of this.
There were reporters from the nearest decent-sized town that were in Palmer basically to cover the I'm not really sure what the theft of the house. And they wound up covering Ian's arrest.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Because it happened to have happened on the same day within a matter of hours. So it did get some media attention.
Which probably cast more attention on New Hampshire and the Free State Project because of Ian's involvement and Free Talk Live as well.
Certainly.
So my question is, if you're, like, I think I understand the arguments for doing activism locally, because I could see how, you know, the ideas might change in an area. Like, you might better be able to win over, like, a town or something to the ideas of liberty than, you know, a whole state. But why would it matter, like, the arbitrary line between New Hampshire and Massachusetts? Why would the ripple effects of one's activism stop right at that line?
I get what you're saying. I don't think it has anything to do with the ripple effects. I think it has to do with the legal system, and the lines do matter. I mean, even though you and I know that they're just imaginary and men created them and they're not real beyond that, the men who created them and the people that have fallen in their footsteps, the current government bureaucrats, fully believe that those lines mean different things, and the legal systems between here and there are entirely different. There are similarities, of course, but they're very, very different. You know, you go down to Massachusetts with a gun, you may not come back. If you're lucky, they'll take your gun.
Well,
and
if you come to New Hampshire with weed, you might not come back.
Well, I mean, you're probably going to be all right.
Might be in jail for a while.
Likely not in jail for any significant amount of time if it's a small amount of weed. But either way, you're right that Massachusetts has decriminalized weed in a way that
for
New Hampshire
small
has
amounts.
Not. For less than an ounce, which is much larger than the amount that they're proposing for New Hampshire, which
yes.
is only a quarter ounce. But all that aside, let's go to the phones here. Greg's on the line listening to Liberty 94.3 in Keene. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you doing, Ian?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Really good conversation. I was thinking about the fact that there is a border there, and I live there, and I have experience in both states. I was in Northampton not long ago. I stayed in a homeless shelter there, and there are services there, and that's just part of government, granted. But crossing the border to take a risk, like you're talking about, which is really meaningful when it comes to any kind of social protest, you know, can be problematic. But my experience with down there is that it's really a more open society, not as much of a bedroom society, you know. People,
what does that mean? What's a bedroom society?
Well, Keene, in some sense, because I'm a graduate of Keene State College and I'm very familiar with it, I think a lot of, you know, the wonderful feminine people who go to Keene, women, excuse me. See, I have feminist theory from Keene State, so you got to understand. A lot of women go there to get married. And pink, you know, means one thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean peace or...
Greg, stand
kind
by.
Of
we can bring you back here in a moment here.
I did not know that.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I think that, you know, risk should be analyzed. And we'll come back with more. Free talk.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number here for you, 855-453. You can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com and enjoy a variety of different features that we share with you, including the news updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop via email, or you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook and be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Also, Twitter and Facebook followers, you will find more than just the news about the show. You'll get questions and new show prep, things like that are posted regularly on Twitter and Facebook. So go to news.freetalklive.com and you can get hooked up with info in whatever way you prefer. Now then, bitcoins, they're hot. People are talking about them. Whether you're happy about the recent fluctuations in price or not, bitcoins aren't going away. At least as long as people value them, they're not going away. And bitcoins are valuable because you can transfer money anywhere in the world with no bank fees, with no middleman, and that alone is incredibly valuable. But on top of that, it's decentralized, meaning that there's no way for the government to take out Bitcoin. They just can't do it. It's you know, hundreds of thousands of computers around the world are operating the Bitcoin software. Maybe it's even more than that. I don't know. But a lot of nodes are on this network, and it's physically impossible for the government to take it down. Yeah, I think that's the little points on the network.
Oh, okay.
The terminals, if you will. So Bitcoins are out there, and there's a lot of people that have them. But some folks might be wondering, well, what can you do with these things? Well, besides buying things online at like Reddit.com or WordPress, buying digital goods, you can actually buy real-life goods. In fact, consumer electronics. You can get them through BitcoinStore.com. These are real-world items at a 0% markup. The reason why there's 0% markup is because the proprietor of BitcoinStore.com is a zealot about Bitcoins, and he wants to get you to get used to the idea of using that. Yes, you can use these things. You can buy more than 500,000 items right now. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items and save money as well. Go ahead. Check out whatever it is you're looking for, whatever electronic part or consumer thing that you're looking to buy. Type it in on BitcoinStore.com. If it's there, go ahead and shop around. See if you can beat the price. I bet you can't. And don't forget to factor in that if you spend more than $100 at BitcoinStore.com, $100 worth of Bitcoin, then you will get free shipping. If it's less than $100, it's a flat $5 shipping rate. So great deals, and you can pay with Bitcoins. In fact, you can only pay with Bitcoins at BitcoinStore.com.
Wait, do you have to pay your shipping in Bitcoins?
The total is all paid in Bitcoins, yes.
Okay.
So let's go back to Greg. He's in Keene. We're talking about the cop blockers from Keene going down tonight to Northampton, Massachusetts to confront some violent cops. And were you saying that you thought this was not a good idea?
Well, I think my main point was knowing Northampton and the police and having stayed in a homeless shelter there, I've seen them because the homeless shelter is right next to where the cops roost.
What was your experience?
Knowing Northern, I'm sorry, knowing Northern Massachusetts, however, I find it more like the Great Out West here in the United States in that there is so little service over such big ranges of space.
When you say service,
mean
police? You mean the police?
Yeah.
And that makes a difference in what way? In what way does that make a difference?
Well, if you decide to settle your own disputes, for instance, and you know you can carry a gun. I'm not sure exactly what the laws are there, but I don't know the laws in every state on anything.
I don't know about carrying a gun in Massachusetts. I don't know what sort
only if you have the state-issued permit, which I understand is
very difficult,
not easy to get.
Yeah, they are very unfriendly towards firearms in Massachusetts, whereas in New Hampshire, it's basically the complete opposite.
Right. I agree with that. But that's kind of a national issue that's been ongoing now for a while. So,
Greg, any other thoughts on Northampton?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. It's a great town. It's an amazing town. And
unfortunately, the cops apparently have taken a liking to beating people and pepper spraying them.
Oh, God. I have friends who have been pepper sprayed all in a row on YouTube. But that's, pretty much it. I mean,
Greg, thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Yep, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Didn't really seem like a real firm opinion, like, yeah, pretty place, and not so many cops around. And that's generally a good thing, but if you don't have a whole lot of cops, but you still have a lot of corruption,
right.
I don't know if that really puts Northampton above anywhere else.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess I would prefer to have a smaller police force, because at least the police in that case aren't as anonymous.
This is true.
Like in New York, it would be scary if a cop does something corrupt in your presence. You're never going to find that cop again.
That's true. I think that's a really important point. I think that from that perspective, generally it's better to be in a smaller place so you can know who these perpetrators are. But obviously being around cops who are willing to just, beat somebody or cage somebody because they were holding a video camera. This is obviously not Palmer police. I mean, when I was arrested in Palmer, it was a relatively simple thing. I just went with them and it was no real, I didn't get beaten. And I wasn't afraid of being beaten at any point. And I, maybe I would have done differently if I felt like I was dealing with some psychopath cop.
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't.
If you knew that Palmer police in the past had pepper sprayed people with video cameras, you probably would have acted a lot differently than you did.
Yeah, maybe I would have decided that, this is Massachusetts and this really isn't worth it here. So, whereas in New Hampshire, which is our destination for the Free State Project, the place where people who love liberty are moving to get active, the fact is, if you get arrested in Massachusetts, you just don't have the same level of support. I mean, there's some great activists who've come down with me every time I go to Palmer for hearings and things like that.
And there are some people that are from the area near Palmer that do come out to your court hearings.
Right, but not as many are going to come down to Massachusetts as would if it was in New Hampshire.
Because it's Massachusetts.
I mean, honestly, I'd be more likely to come to someone's court trial just depending on how close it is to me, not really if it's in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, right?
Maybe that's true. I think that's probably true for some people, but I know that no one from Manchester has ever come down to Palmer, Massachusetts. So,
well,
but they have come to Keene, and it's not that much further down there.
Well, it's just weird because I feel like more connected to places in Vermont and Massachusetts than I feel places in New Hampshire, just because, you know, New Hampshire's a small state, but
right.
I find myself in Massachusetts and Vermont way more than I ever find myself in northern New Hampshire.
20 miles away.
Right.
Whereas Manchester is 60 miles away.
Right.
And northern New Hampshire is a 3-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it does make sense that you would go to Brattleboro more than you go to Berlin.
That was one of my favorite things about Keene, moving here, was that it's close to a lot. It's close to New York. It's, well, not really, but
it's
whatever.
Not far from
it's not
New York.
That far from a lot of different places you might want to go. It's just like a nice little, you know, it's kind of connected to so many places.
And it's one thing to go to those places to enjoy shopping or some other kind of normal event, but to go to some other place outside of New Hampshire for the purpose of confronting violent cops, I have to say, it was one of the things that I've actually just, I mean, I'm normally in favor of whatever cop block's doing. This one I actually spoke out against because I don't want to see my friends, you know, get beaten by a police department that... What's the point? Are you going to change how Massachusetts behaves with your activism? I mean, not that it would necessarily change New Hampshire to do something similar, because there was the cops who beat up a guy in Manchester. Folks went out there and they chalked on over at the police department, and the cops arrested 8 people. But at least if there's some sort of effect from activism, it could be cumulative over time in New Hampshire. Whereas if you're just dabbling in a little bit in New York, a little bit in Vermont, a little bit in Massachusetts, then you're not going to have a cumulative effect on anything whatsoever.
Right.
So it just seems wasteful and really extremely risky.
The chalking incident that you're referring to in Manchester, I believe that it was organized by people in Manchester. It wasn't people in Keene that said, let's go to Manchester.
Well, even if it were people in Keene saying, let's go to Manchester, that doesn't bother me at all, because it's still within New Hampshire. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dotx.com. Redress equals solution.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, still to come here tonight. A reporter from Fox News is facing jail for protecting her source.
Ruh-roh.
And there was a judge who made a decision about that today. We'll tell you more about it here in moments. Or actually, it was a couple days ago. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online. Don't forget, you can support Free Talk Live. You got some shopping you need to do? Well, you can just do it through shop.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find links to various different websites, including Amazon. So there's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click into the right site for you and then get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So shop.freetalklive.com. Hopefully we will be hearing from Pete Ayer tonight from copblock.org. If we don't hear from Pete toward the end of the show, I'll go ahead and make the announcement on the CopBlock Checkpoint contest winner. So hopefully everything's going smoothly down in Northampton, Massachusetts, which is what we've been talking about throughout the show tonight, as to whether or not it was a good idea for the cop blockers from Keene to go down to Northampton. I, for one, am concerned. They're, I think, kicking the hornet's nest in a way that's entirely unnecessary because we didn't move to New Hampshire to go down to Massachusetts and get arrested. That's how I feel about it. But obviously they disagreed, and they're free to do whatever they want to do. Because no one's in charge of this movement. I think it's important to reiterate that.
Maybe we should. I have more questions about what it means by they're going down there to cop block. Because cop blocking could just be done where you're just doing your thing and you witness a police officer around you doing something. So you take out your camera and start filming them.
That's right.
When
it
you
be
see
done
something
on
happening.
The spot, sure.
But you could follow cops around and just film them as they're doing their routine thing.
That's right.
Is that
right.
Is it the latter?
I suspect that will be what they're doing. Maybe they will have a police scanner and they'll be able to find out where the police are going, and then they can go meet them there, or perhaps they'll simply be patrolling the downtown streets or maybe nearby the bar where this particular episode occurred, where they attacked a cameraman, the police attacked a cameraman. So it could be any one of those things, but they are definitely going down there to find the cops. That is their goal. And probably ask them tough questions.
And to film the cops.
And to record them, which I fully support all of those goals, just not in Massachusetts. 855, 453, and what am I being called in the chat room right now?
New Hampshire chauvinist.
A New Hampshire chauvinist. Well, how far should I go to do civil disobedience activism? How far should I go to do
China?
Well,
Ian,
if you're talking about how far.
You should go to Tiananmen Square in China.
Because distance, Northampton is closer, but you would do activism in Manchester, right?
Sure, but I'm not trying to change Massachusetts.
Right.
That's why the distance is irrelevant. I want to see change happen in New Hampshire. I don't care what happens in Massachusetts.
So I guess it sort of surprises me that your activism would have to do with changing the laws, because I sort of always thought of activism as a way to bring the people around, like to get them talking and like discussing.
I think it's all of the above. I mean, right. I want to see. I mean, don't you want to see?
Sure,
the law
it'd be
change?
Great if like you know you did something and then they're like, well, we'll just change the law since this guy. You know, made a good point, but they don't ever do it like
no,
that.
No, they don't. I mean, Daryl and I were at the State House yesterday, and we spent all day at cannabis hearings testifying. Eventually, the laws will change. It normally trails public opinion by several months, if not years.
Yeah.
And in the case of marijuana, it's a perfect example of how the average person, especially the average young person, is completely on board with legalization of marijuana. But, of course, there's only a couple places where that's finally happened, and even then it's still somewhat restricted, and there's all these rules around it. But that's because the people in government are not young people, and the government structures go slow.
Don't like giving up their power.
Yeah, the people who are established, certainly.
Which, that's one thing that's interesting about the medical cannabis bill that was heard yesterday afternoon. When the bill was going through the House, the representatives from the New Hampshire Medical Association were adamantly opposed to the legislation. But when it was going through the Senate committee, because the bill had been changed, they all of a sudden supported the bill because they were given some power. They were given a representative on some committee that was being appointed.
Interesting.
So it's all about power. It's not about what, you know, medicine is being legalized. They wanted power.
That figures. And thanks for pointing that out. That's an interesting clarification. Let's go to the phone. Scott's on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling to give an update on a guest that you had a few weeks back on a Saturday show, Dana Martin. I was flipping through the channels last night, and she was on Wife Swap on ABC.
That's right. She had told us that she was going to be on that show.
Yeah, and I don't know, wasn't sure how they were going to edit her, but she looked like a saint on the show. It was
nice.
It was great.
Now, Dana Martin, for those that don't know, is an advocate of radical unschooling. She has several children, and her husband live in northern New Hampshire, and they do not take their kids, send their kids to school. They don't create a curriculum for their kids to learn, and they don't have rules in their household. There's no you can't break a rule. There's no punishment for doing something wrong.
Which is interesting. They had her on Wife Swap because I remember seeing that show, and it's pretty much all about judging the way other families live.
Well, they swapped her with some sort of authoritarian mom, apparently. So they brought the authoritarian mom into this, like, liberty household. And
interesting.
Yeah, so you saw the whole episode, Scott?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. The authoritarian mom,
I'll have to see it.
She didn't even stay in Dana's house.
Because she couldn't handle it. Like, she couldn't handle having kids not doing what she told them, that sort of thing?
Yeah, that, and, well, she keeps her house, her house was in California, she kept her house super clean, and she was upset because, you know, there were, you know, the house wasn't completely spotless, so she spent the evenings in, like, a hotel, I guess.
So this is like a one-hour, is this like a one-hour show, and it's a one-off, and that's it?
Yeah, it's a one-hour show, and I went over to ABC.com, and you can watch it. It's up on their website now.
Cool, man. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, I want to see that because I've seen the show in the past.
I want a tough mom who's going to leave if the counter's dirty. Like, what is that?
Yeah, it was kind of strange. Like, the authoritarian mom, they set off, like, a fire alarm every morning to wake up their kids.
What?
Yeah, so they were going around like with a, you know, pushing the button on the smoke detector in the morning to wake up the kids.
That's crazy.
In the authoritarian mom's house.
I would hate that house.
Yeah,
so Dana stayed in their house?
Between the two.
So Dana was willing to stay in the authoritarian house and tough it out?
She got along great with the family, and, you know, it was kind of cool because she, you know, went over some things with the kids on, you know, what they liked about their parents and what they wish they could change. And, you know, that's something that, you know, I'd like to do with, you know, with our kids, just kind of implement some of that and see, you know, maybe take less of an authoritarian role with our kids, so...
And just for clarification, I know that there have been a couple of different shows where they would swap spouses. Is Wife Swap the one where the new mom or new dad, whichever it is that gets swapped, gets to change the rules after a period of time?
Yeah, they change the rules. They observe for a while, and then after a certain period of time, then they change the rules and they implement their rules.
Interesting.
What were you going to say about your mom?
Well, he was saying that he'd like to take a less authoritarian approach to parenting. Is that what you said?
Yes.
I was just going to say that I was speaking with my mom yesterday, and we were talking about my childhood and how, and spanking, and how she just didn't believe in spanking, and how
good for her.
I didn't even realize, and it makes sense looking back, but she doesn't even really, like, she talks about how she doesn't think punishment even really works. When I think about it, I'm like, yeah, I was never really putting time out or anything like that. And I don't know. I mean, I hate the whole I like how I turned out thing, because people who get spanked
say
that all the time.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. I definitely don't harbor resentment against my mom the way I hear other people saying about their parents. Just I can't even imagine saying I hate my mom.
Well, I know that Dana told us that at the end of the wife swap experiment, when she was getting ready to leave, the kids... the family of the authoritarian family did not want her to go.
Oh,
so
that's
what I heard.
That. They seem
they have to go
really,
back to
really
their
like her
other mom.
Yeah, because she's allowing and understanding towards her kids and appreciative. Hey, thanks, Scott, for the heads up on it. You said it's watchable for free over at ABC's website.
Yeah, if you go over to ABC.com, there's a link for watch episodes.
Very cool.
And it's in the recent episodes.
Nice. That's Wife Swap with Dana Martin, who is a radical unschooling advocate. By the way, her website is Dana, D-A-Y-N-A, Martin.com. And Scott, thanks for the call and the heads up. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, yeah, we've got Skype. You can connect with us that way as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, a reporter faces jail because she's trying to protect her source. Should she be able to do that? This is Free Talk Live.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.